Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 10, 2022, a 10-10 day. And we're here for New Earth Support Team as we are just about every Monday, a members only event. Thanks to each and every one of you that is here live and that might be here on the recording as well. In fact, I want to just personally thank all the live folks here at this very moment. Thank you, Brandy, Brian, Carmen, Carrie, Deanna, iPhone 54. James, Janet, Jeannie, Joanne, Laura, Linda, Pancha Avatar, Patricia, and Renate, and there may be others joining us as well, but those folks are here now. Thanks for being here live. And as always, we're here to serve the great global awakening. And I'm going to assume most folks are familiar with what we do here, so I won't go into detailed instructions. Even if you're fairly new to this, it'll be clear from context what we're doing. So let us dive in and do this wonderful service. As always, our service will be rewarded with healing or awakening or cool inner experience or something. So please close your eyes. Just become aware of how your body and your energy field feel as we start. Feeling nice already. Y'all are good. Okay, so my recommendation is always, please, we appreciate your full attention during the next hour or so while we're doing this. You are co-creating the field with us, even if you're on the recording. So please pretend like you're right here in the room with me and behave as if you were. If you have to leave early, that's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field and you'll be able to leave without a ripple. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. All right. So please stay passive. I'm going to call the directions and call our allies so that we can create our sacred container so we can get started. As always, the only allies I call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. Mamakia, Wirakochan, Inti, Kuichi. Wow. That's a beautiful start. Feel that energy. Thank you, allies. Let me get myself situated. For I call my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, service to other, fourth density consciousness or higher. The yawning is not because I'm tired. It's moving a lot of energy already. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, there's our container. That feels wonderful. Thank you, allies. Thank you, humans, for holding such great space. Okay, humans, I'm now going to guide you in this embodied awakening invocation. You'll be speaking directly to your higher self. You're going to invite it to come into your own body, the human body, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Bring you the strongest awakening for which you are ready. Nobody will get overwhelmed. So I invite you to repeat after me, starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and relax, become really passive. Just let the energy come to you. If you feel energy coming into your body, just passively feel it. That's all. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. As always, you'll get the best and quickest embodied awakening if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. If you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything or use any effort. Should you become distracted, just let the distraction do its thing in the background while you simply return your attention to passively feeling energy or breath. It can also help to use the absolute minimum effort needed to even feel energy or breath. So try that. If Feeling pretty nice based on what I'm feeling. Y'all doing great? Just relax as the altered state gets stronger within you, indicating the presence of embodied awakening, growing or already present. You'll know you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Wow, are we there already? Impressive. Yeah, I mean, the field feels really good. Y'all doing great. So we're slipping into it easy tonight. So if you're already in embodied awakening, just relax there. Just enjoy the space. Hold it for everyone else. Of course, all my instructions tonight are going to be equally appropriate, whether you're live or on the recording. Even if you're on the recording, you're connected to us via the Akashic Records. And the allies are there with you in real time right now, no matter when you're doing it. So your experience can be every bit as strong. Just a moment for any stragglers who aren't fully in embodied awakening. Of course, you don't have to be all the way in embodied awakening. Even any movement in that direction is great. You're welcome to stay with us however far or not far you get with your embodied awakening process. Wow, it feels like even those who are in embodied awakening, some are going even deeper. Just relax into that. My experience of awakening is there's always another level waiting. You don't have a clue about it till it shows up. And you say, ooh, that's nice. And it just keeps opening layer by layer. Okay, that feels pretty solid. So, allies, we're ready. Allies, we come to serve the great global awakening as always. So we ask that you make use of us, use our bodies, use our consciousness. Use us as appropriate and helpful to process heavy energy from the collective, to take us into deep states of awakening. Whatever happens to us, we understand that each of us is a surrogate healer, a surrogate awakener, a surrogate experiencer. Whatever each of us experiences is multiplied many times over and shared with others on the planet. And of course, we ourselves are among those being served because we're on the planet too as we do this. So as we relax into this, we're simultaneously serving and served. Good thing we humans don't have to try to do that. We just have to relax and let you beautiful divine helpers take care of all that. Here it comes. Okay, so humans, the energy is starting to flow. Please just relax and be super passive. If you feel energy moving in you, just feel it passively. If you don't, just feel your breath coming and going passively. Please, no volition of any kind. Except passive awareness of what's happening anyway. That's how we do it in Awakening Plus most of the time. The field is already so strong. This is just an amazing night already. Already my body feels more like energy than flesh. It doesn't usually happen that fast. And I act as a surrogate for you guys. So whatever I feel is typically being experienced by most of the folks on a call. If at any point your experience does not match my narration, that is fine. Please do not use effort to match my words. Just be with what's happening. Some people get a unique experience of their own. That's just perfect for them, perfect for the work we're doing. So just be with whatever's happening without resistance. Try to have no preference, whether it is blissful or challenging. It will probably change before too long either way. So just relax into what is. Those of us who are more conscious and capable of processing heavy energy will get more of it put through us. If we just relax and let the allies take care of that, none will be left when we're done. Just pass right through, but it needs a human body to process through. Some of us will go into heights of ecstasy. It's service either way. Just relax and go with it. The third Chinese patriarch of Zen nailed it a long time ago. He said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. So to the greatest extent you can tonight, just have no preference. Just be with whatever you're feeling in the process. You are 100% safe. If heavy energy is being processed through you, it will not stick. It'll go right through like Teflon. You'll be fine. However, you go into a nice bliss state, that might hang around. No one's ever been harmed by doing a process like this, and many have been benefited tremendously. So relax and just go with it. So my body is starting to shake a little bit. If your body spontaneously shakes, vibrates, trembles, if you find yourself crying or making sound, if your body wants to move around in some way, it's all fine as long as no one gets hurt. There's no rule that says you must be either silent or still while we do this. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if your body wants to do a certain thing to help the process, I recommend you allow that if possible. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy flushing down the arms now, so just let that pass through. The allies told me they're processing a lot of energy from Ukraine right now. So I'm sure you know Russia just sent a bunch of missiles and hit a bunch of cities in retaliation for that bridge being blown up. So they're clearing some of the heavy energy from that. There's a lot of other energy from around the planet as well, but that's a strong one that's in the mix right now. As always, you don't have to know anything about the energy that's coming through you. Just let it flow. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy out of all four limbs. Relax, keep your body open. Don't be in a posture that allows the free movement of energy out your hands and legs. Let the energy drain down into Mother Earth. It's getting stronger. Yeah, we're really getting some momentum up. A lot of heavy energy coming through us now. And it's not just you. This energy processing is being spread around to everyone who's capable and willing. And as always, we're each being very carefully watched by our allies. Each of us is getting only as much as we can do. Nobody is going to get overwhelmed. You can just relax and be fully present with what's happening. You would feel additional challenge if you try to restrict or control or inhibit the energy flow from your ego. However, you'll find if you simply relax and fully open to the energy coming through, it'll actually feel a lot better. So please don't give yourself any self-induced suffering. Stay open, stay completely clear, and let it all come through as it will. I promise you these beautiful allies can regulate your flow a lot better than your ego can. There's simply no human, however skillful, that can do it as well. Our allies just are more expert at it than we are. That's a lot of heavy energy. It's still flushing through really strong, even stronger. So the usual, stay relaxed, let it come through. The allies say they're grateful that we're here. There's a lot of heavy energy on the planet. They need a lot of bodies to process it through. As always, we'll be amply rewarded by the time the round is over, by the time our event tonight is complete. So a little bit of bliss is coming around the edges now. Still mostly intense, but very slow transition is starting up. Please, humans, stay relaxed, passive, allow the energy to move as it will. The allies and I are all grateful for your service, for allowing yourself to be used for the processing of this heavy energy from others who simply cannot clear it for themselves. None of them are lazy. They just don't have the consciousness to do it yet. Yeah, Bliss is getting stronger. Y'all are doing so good tonight, folks. Wow. The energy is being held impeccably. Really, really impressed with you guys tonight. And I'm able to feel not only the live folks, but those on the recording. So the kudos are going out equally to you folks on the archive recording. Somehow I can feel you all together at the same time. It's still mostly heavy energy, but it's shifted in a interesting way. Like a slow pulsing now is what I'm feeling through the body. Still a lot of intensity, still a lot of heavy energy coming through. Emma's really need our help with that tonight. They're saying if we could do it ourselves, we would. We really need humans to help us with this one. As always, we Awakening Plus folks are not the only game in town here. All around the planet, there's many, many, many other groups, large and small, also doing earth healing work like this. And we are subtly linked with all of them. If you're conscious enough, you may be aware of the combined efforts of us all. And if you're not, that's okay too. You're just as helpful either way. There's a new frequency, kind of squeezy in a way. It's both squeezy and exquisite. I just sure got a bunch of heavy energy. There's a little bit left coming through my feet, but it feels like a lot less than we've been having here for a while. Slowly becoming aware of my body even more as energy. I wouldn't call it ecstasy yet, but it is starting to lighten up a little bit. Oh, no. They're bringing in a new layer of heavy. Okay. So they're bringing in a new round of heavy energy. I'm feeling mostly up. All four limbs are flushing. So round two, folks. Relax and let it come through, please. Coming on strong now. Stay relaxed. The more passive you are, the more easily it will pass through you. The allies once again express their deep gratitude that we're willing to let this heavy energy come through us for processing. It does feel to me like it's coming through very easy flowing, coming through easily. There's just a lot of it right now. It feels less thick than the first round. It's flowing more easily and rapidly through. Huh. All of a sudden, it might be done. That was really fast. And a whole new vibrations in the body now. Just notice if there's a new frequency in your physical body now. I mean, the usual rule in healing rounds, if you're doing it for yourself, is the second and additional rounds tend to be a lot quicker. And that was definitely true with what we just had. I guess it's true for the earth body as well. Yeah, now there's pretty strong euphoria coming into the body. Just relax as that altered state comes on. Relax. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit of resistance in the field, so please just relax and open fully to this nice energy. It's okay. You deserve it. Don't use any effort to try to amplify it or make it stronger. Just relax and let it come on its own, let it strengthen in its own time. Just so we have at least one new person who's not, hasn't done this a lot with us or at all. So just remember your passivity is central. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. I know there's lots of tools and techniques out there that require effort and willpower, but this is not one of them. The more passive we are, the better this works. Oh, yeah. Well done, everyone. As you just experienced, we all co-create the field. It's important that every single one of us is just really open, really passive, really allowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. It's getting blissful again. Kind of a mix. It's like I am feeling quite a bit of bliss, and yet there's still a lot of heavy energy still coming out the hands and feet. Kind of working both sides of the street. And let your body move or shake or make sound if it needs to release. Yeah, a really nice frequency would like to come in, but there's resistance to it. It's from someone. So, yeah, it really wants to come in the crown, so I'll once again consciously invite all of you to really relax, be really, really passive here. This new energy is strong, but it's going to feel really good if you'll just let it in. And no one's going to get too much. Please remember, each of us is getting a very carefully monitored feed of energy. The others are making sure each and every one of us are getting only as much as we're ready for. If you're concerned about overwhelm, it's just not going to happen. It's simply not possible the way we work here. So if a part of you is afraid, just talk to that part of you. Say, hey, just let's just try it for a moment. I know you're scared, but let's see what it actually does. Benjamin's saying it's okay. Let's trust him for a minute and see what actually happens. And then just relax and let it come in. Yeah, it's better. Mm-hmm. Well done. Here we need everybody on board for the full experience to blossom. And as that blissful energy comes in, more heavy energy is flushing out the hands and feet because it can't coexist with this higher vibration energy. That's very common. You open to bliss and it has to flush out some heavy to make room for itself. So just relax as both things happen. As I said earlier, it's not necessary for any of us to have any knowledge of the details about this energy. To me, heavy or euphoric is adequate. If any of us ever need more information, the allies will simply drop it in. They'll pop in an image or a thought, just let you somehow know about it if you need to know. Otherwise, ignorance is bliss. We're just pipeline here. A pipeline can do its job just fine without knowing the details about what's flowing through it. If there's a part of you that insists on knowing, just tell it to pipe down. Sweet new frequency just came in. Relax and enjoy that. Yeah, that's pretty euphoric right there. Open to it without expecting any more of it. Just be present with this nice energy. Stay passive and open like you have been the whole night to everything. Yeah, now it's going more full body because of our openness and willingness to be with it or anything else the allies bring down the pipe. Yeah. Yeah, my whole body's feeling much more like really nice feeling energy now. There's a new subtle frequency, again, more bliss and more heavy energy drainage all at the same time. Again, getting that kind of Ukraine vibe about what's coming through. God bless those heroic people standing against mighty Russia to maintain their independence. In a recent ayahuasca ceremony I attended, I noticed a period where the medicine was actually blessing the Ukrainian weaponry. I'd never seen that happen in a ceremony before. But ayahuasca clearly was taking a side in that particular situation. Again, still both pretty strong full body bliss and heavy energy still flushing out the hands and feet. I didn't think there was going to be music, but they just called a song. So I'll go get my guitar and I'll mute while I'm getting tuned up. This is my somewhat modified version of a song called Humble Yourself by Kathy Zavada. And I need to change the sound setting before I do this. Here we go. Start again.
Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your brother. You've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. 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 Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've gotta bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of your sister. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. 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 Light, 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 light yourself in the sight of our Father. You've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our Father. You've got to know what He knows, and we lift each other up. 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 Mother, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of our Mother. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Of the suffering, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Maestra, you've got to bend down low, humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up.
Just rest in the new vibration that that song created. Wow, it really made a really lovely peacefulness, didn't it? Yeah. So I'm experiencing this as mostly peacefulness, still a little heavy. I mean, I don't think we've had a stop to that heavy energy drain the whole night, but it's still mostly peaceful. Actually, now it's about half and half. Oh, I see. What they're kind of teaching us here in a subtle way is how to stay in equanimity even as energy drains. So if you're not already at a spot where you can be feeling that heavy energy coming through you and just be totally relaxed, totally in equanimity, totally fine with having heavy energy process through you. Yeah, that's what they've been kind of teaching us tonight. And then where you can truly relax your preference around not wishing, oh, I wish I was just in bliss instead of feeling this come through. If you can just really be okay with it and honestly not have a preference, then you can actually be sitting in bliss in the midst of the flush. If you're not quite there yet, it's okay. Just know that it's possible. And just be with whatever's happening the best you can. Stick with the stuff, you'll get better at it, for sure. I can definitely speak most of my breakthroughs have not been because of a lot of effort and willpower. It's just because I kept showing up and asking the allies to help me, and every so often I just get a little piece of grace, and suddenly that which felt really hard is suddenly effortless from now on. So I'll just take the grace wherever I get it. Once again, feeling more bliss this time, greater proportion of really nice feeling. And yet there's the drainage still happening out the limbs. Let me rephrase that. I'm feeling a lot of significant bliss and at the same time, heavy energy drains. We're invited into complete zero effort. Just relax into being with what's happening. Let the allies hold you for a moment. Truly go to zero. No effort to focus in any way. Yeah. See how that opens us up to this sweet new field? And now we're kind of getting a little more body focused. As always, it doesn't feel the same as when we started. So just notice how your body feels now. Mine doesn't feel anything like when I started. So much more high frequency. Again, language is a poor tool for understanding this. It's more like you just got to feel it. But I'll just say it feels quite a bit better. Quite a bit subtler. My body feels more like frequency than flesh. Okay, I'm pretty solid in my body, so I'm guessing y'all are pretty much close to that too. And if you just feel how you are now compared to when you started, you may see, wow, I do feel a lot better. I feel really sweet, really altered in a really great way. And as always, when we're willing to step up and process that kind of heavy energy, we are rewarded with new consciousness. And this could be your new baseline, just, you know, whatever your daily practice is, whether it's invocations or whatever you do, just, you know, give it a chance to, you know, refresh it every day in the morning and keep it strong. So every time we do a process, it can be an uptick and a new normal. And may that baseline rise endlessly. And our mind's been rising for like 11 years. Okay, we're going to shut it down and we'll open to any feedback you may have or questions. Pachamama Namakiya Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, please stay with everyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Alrighty, smack up 9 o'clock. That was exactly a 1 hour process. Wow. All that and on a schedule. All right. So anyone who wants to speak, to share an experience or ask a question or whatever, just unmute yourself. On Zoom, that's hit the mic icon. If you're on a phone, it's *6. And if you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine too. So we are open for feedback. And the allies are saying this was a best of event. So we'll put it in that listing with all the others. While we're waiting for feedback, you may have gotten an email from me 3 hours ago or so. I've launched a new podcast called Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. And I put 3 episodes up to get it started. So you can click in from that email to my podcast page on astroshaman.com, or it's on most of the podcast servers now. So you can totally get it there. And I'll be telling lots of ayahuasca stories and having guest presenters and, just giving little bits of wisdom and encouragement here and there. So it should be fun. So Linda typed, hard to come back. So awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I did that song a few sessions ago with Spirit Song, but I had like just learned it, and it was a lot smoother tonight. And it's weird, but I just got my nails done. I get my nails done every few weeks. I have to get them reinforced with acrylic so they're good on the steel strings. And for the first time, I got them polished and not just acrylic side. And they were so, the tone, I don't know if you could tell, but the tone was so smooth. I had no idea that putting polish on them as well as acrylic would totally make such a sweeter tone on the finger picking, but it totally did. That was a really pleasant surprise when I was playing that tonight. Linda types, yes, that one was so humbling with Spirit Song as well as tonight. Yeah. I missed our harmony vocals, but I did the best I could solo. Nikki types, again, wondrous changes. Carrie types, I had chills and goosebumps every time you talked about Ukraine. I have never experienced that before. I mean, if there was ever a clear example of good and evil in opposition, it's pretty clear there, I think. Brandy types, tonight was lovely. Enjoyed the song. Congratulations on the book for being number one in multiple categories. Yeah. Thank you, Brandy. I was just stunned at how much that happened. Patricia says, amazing transcendent experience. I'm glad, Patricia. I'm glad it wasn't just me. And once again, I say it so often, but I can't say it enough, how grateful I am. This is a co-creation. We all make it together. Vivian, hi.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I can't come all the time because I work on a Tuesday morning. So I've, not always been able to be live, but it was lovely to connect today. I think the thing I want to share was the insight that kind of came through to me that all over the world there are people in mosques and churches and temples doing exactly this work, mm-hmm. and that we're part of this network of offering, whether it's in the way of prayer or meditation or whatever it is, mm-hmm. but we're really connected, just like that flower of life image that you have behind your head. And the little story that I'll tell is that I lived 20 years in Christchurch in the south of New Zealand, mm-hmm. and I now live in Western Australia. And I was in Thailand some years ago after the big earthquake in Christchurch in 2013. Mm. And I went to a beautiful silver-roofed temple at night because I wanted to experience the moon, the full moon shining on the silver building. It's an ordination hall. And I didn't expect anybody to be there. And the monks don't usually speak to women, but an older monk came across and said hello. And he asked me where I was from. And without thinking, I said, I'm from Christchurch. And he said, we have been praying for your well-being. Aww. And I was moved to tears to think that these people half a world away had been sending their love and concern to a small city far away. And I just know that that's going on all the time, that people are offering. And so I thought I wanted to share that, really. We're part of this network. And I felt them there. My own consciousness went to different parts of the world today and felt it very much in my heart and through my body. So there we are, part of a network.
Very much so, Vivian. Thank you so much. Thank you for that beautiful story. And you're so awesome, too. Your energy is always so high and uplifting. So I'm always really grateful when you're here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It always is great to hear that from somebody else. It doesn't always feel like that yourself.
Thank you. And Carrie typed, such good energy every time I work with the allies, definitely an altered state. Good, good, good. So I'm starting to feel a wind down energy a little bit. Anyone got any other questions or comments or feedback at all? I feel it. Wow, that new energy is coming in. It's kind of like almost like a sleepy time energy saying, oh, you can relax now. We've got it done for now. All right. Thank you all very much. Such a blessing. I feel so blessed to have you all show up and be able to do this work with y'all. Every person who shows up doubles the power. So super grateful for each and every one of you who show up. All right. Many blessings to you all. We've got more events. Again, as a reminder, we do not have office hour tomorrow. It will be a week from then. But Wednesday night, we've got, what do we have Wednesday night? I'm sorry. I can't even remember right now. I'm so spaced out. Anyhow, check your email. We've got events on Wednesday night and Thursday night. And Thursday night, I know, is community support. And Wednesday night is one of our beautiful, energetic programs. Oh, it's unconditional love immersion. That's right. So we haven't done that for a couple of months, and it's always amazing. It's always unexpected and great. So show up Wednesday night for that if you can, or catch it on the archive. And super grateful to each and every one of you. And check out my new podcast. Just search for Awaken, Heal, and Thrive on your favorite podcast service and see if they got it for you. Okay, many blessings. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.